All right, I'm joined by Freddy and Mallory, who together make up the God Damsels. How's everything going, guys?
We are good. Excited to be here with you chatting.
So, I mean, you guys are an alt country band from Alberta. First off, how would you describe alt country to people?
Well, it's sort of a label we've been using to, I guess, just express that we're not pop country. just because country is a genre that's really like changed over time, you know, as many styles have and developed. But I guess when people listen to commercial country radio, what they're hearing right now, I guess, is a little different than what we're doing. We're kind of rooted in a little bit more of like the roots Americana tradition, but definitely the country influence. I think if listeners are familiar with artists like The Chicks or the trio featuring Emmylou Harris and Dolly Parton and Linda Ronstadt, those sort of like harmony country traditions of days of yore are kind of some of the artists that inform our sound.
So where did you guys get the name The God Damsels from?
This name came from a brainstorming session that we had kind of spontaneously. We were sort of trying to find a name that described almost the antidote of damsels in distress. So sort of leaning in women's empowerment and cultivating new narratives in the country or alt country music scene. And back and forth, we ended up kind of landing on this play on words of goddamn souls. So.
Yeah, I would make a joke. Well, my grandmother would always hate it if I said, you know, like goddamn, or would say Jesus Christ. So I would start saying something like Jehovah's Witness, just because she wouldn't get mad at that. So,
well, we have modified our name to jokingly to the gosh darn souls for those that it might feel a little more sensitive to.
Oh, that's a good way to do it. So, I mean, you guys are getting ready to embark on a tour there out in the UK and Ireland. Are you guys excited for that?
Oh, yeah. We couldn't be more excited. Honestly, this tour has kind of been a long time coming because we were scouted by an Irish tour manager when we were playing Folk Alliance in Kansas City last year. And it was literally January of last year, so just about a year ago. And she said, you know, come tour in Ireland. And so all this time later, we've kind of been like for the past year, you know, building up to this and making arrangements with her and reaching out to other venues and building these kind of connections. And so it feels like a long time coming. So the fact that we're leaving in just a week and a half now, it's really a lot of this finally coming to fruition. And we're really looking forward to it.
All right. You guys also have a new song that we're going to be playing here in just a bit called Better Than. How this one come about for you guys, and what made you guys want to put this one out to radio?
So Better Than is a song that Mallory and I wrote together. So some of our songs, one of us will write, some of us we co-write pretty heavily. So this one was one of the ones that we co-wrote. I think because we both related to this experience of feeling that life is just so fast-paced, we're kind of caught up in this overproductivity, the grind of things always kind of feeling like it's moving faster than our feet. And so we're often trying to lean into this slower, softer, more simple pace of life and leaning into almost the fantasy of what that could be like. So that to us feels maybe better than some of this tough grind that a lot of people are caught in today.
So, I mean, we are just into 2024. Is there anything you guys have learned over the last year that's going to help you guys in 2024 now?
Well, I guess it's simultaneously like, or I guess echoing some of what Freddie's saying about Better Than being a bit of an anthem of divestment from hustle culture. I think in this industry, it is really easy to kind of fall into that. You know, it's an industry kind of wrought with scarcity and, oh, there's not going to be enough gigs and there's not enough funding. And there's, you know, a lot of that rhetoric. And it's real. It's a really tough thing to come up against in the music business. And I think that we've spent a lot of time in the early stages of this band hustling, you know, for booking really stacked tours and applying for grants and all that sort of thing, which has been really enriching. And we've learned a lot from it. And we've had great experience. But also this year feels like, okay, now we've done some of that sort of grunt work and we're hoping to, I guess, step into a little bit more balance, cultivating a rhythm of the year that's maybe more sustainable for us in the long term and bringing that with us forward into another set of a couple tours this year and a new record. I'm really hopeful, I think we both are, that we're going to be able to strike a really nice balance of that. And I think that'll be really good for us in the long run.
So as you mentioned, you guys are going to be on a tour there in the UK and Ireland right quick. You got Better Than Out. You talked about a new record coming out this year. What else sort of do you have, at least in your minds, for 2024?
Yeah, so I guess in some order in my thoughts, we have the tour coming up as one of the main priorities. So we're in planning mode and our single will be released coming up here quick. And in 2024, we'll have more music coming, recorded, released, some touring again this summer, and hopefully playing just some festivals around the country and maybe looking into the later part of the year, just maybe more international stuff as well. So we have our eyes on that.
Well, it was great getting to talk to you, Freddie and Mallory. Together they make the God Damsels, and we're going to be checking out their song Better Than in just a second here. Thank you so much for joining me, ladies.
Thanks so much. Everett.